City expenses are up. State and federal funding is down, and the Nome City Council passed a budget Tuesday night that will put less than $5,000 in the city's savings account after this upcoming fiscal year. Amid tight economic times, the city is looking for ways to generate revenue, and the Nome Community Alcohol Safety Team has a solution: raise taxes on alcohol and tobacco from 5% to 8%. Here's Nome City Clerk Tom Moran.
The way it goes now is Hanson's and AC and Bonanza and all the other Nome Liquor Store and all the other places that sell tobacco and liquor impose a 5% sales tax. So if you were spending $5 on a can of chewing tobacco, you'd pay $5.25 at Bonanza to acquire it. And if it went to 8%, let's see, what's that, 40 cents? So instead of $5.25, you'd be paying $5.40 on a can of chewing tobacco.
Moran says raising taxes on alcohol alone is projected to raise $1,500,000 in additional revenue for the city based on its 2012 tax collection records. All that money would help fund city departments like the ambulance and police force, services which often respond to alcohol-related incidents. More than a revenue generator, the Community Alcohol Safety Team is pushing the tax hike as a social issue. Lisa Alana Strickling is the team's coalition coordinator.
Increasing alcohol taxes and tobacco taxes makes alcohol and tobacco less accessible to youth. And the longer you delay youth and their first use and exposure to alcohol use, the less likely they are to have that as a problem in their lives, and the less likely they are to get into other substances because alcohol is now seen as the gateway drug.
That research that Strickling quotes is from the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. The same study says raising alcohol taxes decreases high-risk sexual behavior, which reduces sexually transmitted infections. The safety team cites additional benefits from higher alcohol taxes, like reducing excessive consumption and decreasing deaths caused by alcohol-related diseases. But not everybody is supporting the tax hike. City Council member Stan Anderson says that the increase puts a disproportional tax burden on alcohol and tobacco users.
To me, you're taxing the responsible drinker, and you're still not getting at the problem.
The proposal is currently before the City Council. For the increase to take effect, the council will have to approve the tax by the end of July, and it would then move to a public vote in October.